When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome, everyone. It is the KSR pre-show for Friday, May 3rd. I'm Shannon the Dude. You can give us a call on the Clark's Pup and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287. You can be our whiskey thief call of the day. Normally, we have the text machine up and rolling. Billy controls that. He's not here today, so forget that. I believe Billy is off somewhere practicing up his questions that he's going to be asking jockeys tomorrow at Churchill Downs for the Kentucky Derby. So because of that, we're going to the bullpen, and we're calling in one Ryan Lemon, who has some history at the Derby throughout the years. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I am the relief pitcher coming out of the bullpen. I have a perfect collegiate baseball pitching record, so I'm ready to come in and step in for little Billy today.
Did you ever pitch in college?
My last collegiate game, I think you and I may not have ever
talked
about this.
Is this the game that you played all nine positions?
I played all nine positions in a college baseball game, my last collegiate game.
So what's your career ERA? Did you give up any runs in that inning?
0.00.
So you and I have something in common. Our senior year, we both had zero ERAs. I never knew that.
Of course, I only faced two guys.
Oh, so you didn't even pitch a complete inning. It was just two-thirds of an inning.
Yeah, I caught the first two outs of the inning and then took the gear off and walked out to the mound to close it out, Shannon.
Dude, how upset would you be if you're the other team, if this team that you're playing is beating you? It's the ninth inning. The catcher takes off all of the stuff, which takes time, right? You can't just whip off the mask and the shin guards and the chest protector that quickly. Somebody else had to come in. I would have been mad if I were the opposing team in that game. I guess it was different times back then. Nobody was in a hurry.
No, it was Ashland University.
Yeah.
And Shannon, they were licking their chops when they saw me warming up. They could not wait to get in the batter's box and hit against me. I'm just throwing meat. You know, I'm just throwing batting practice stuff. Yeah. So the first guy hit a bomb to dead center field. I mean, it would have been out in most ballparks, but our center fielder tracked it down and caught it. Well, I guess I had to face two outs because that was the first out.
Yeah.
And then the second guy hit a bullet line drive straight to the shortstop.
Well, hey, you got the outs. That's all that matters.
Yeah, so I guess I caught for the first out and then pitched the last two outs.
And that's why we're bringing you in today to get the outs.
Amen.
For us.
Amen. Let's go.
I will tell you, I did enjoy on KSR yesterday. You know, I called up Billy. And we did role-playing with Matt Jones. Matt Umberto Jones, who pretended to be one of the jockeys out there. And,
yes.
And Billy, I think, you know, he needs to come a little stronger with the questions. He wasn't quite prepared. I hope that that's what he's taking his time today to do, to get ready for tomorrow. But his questions were a little weak.
Yeah, that's why he's not here today. He's got to get show prep to interview all the jockeys tomorrow. I thought he was going to do it after the race, which is actually could be pretty easy. You just talk about what you just saw.
Yeah.
But he said he's doing it pre-race stuff. So you actually have to know a little bit about the horse or the jockey to ask the right question. So, yeah, he better be doing some show prep right now.
Do you know anything about horses? You know, we told this story. I think I told it on KSR. It was on the pre-show a couple of days ago. I think you mentioned it on KSR. Your very first year, which, by the way, this is your 13-year anniversary as a part of Kentucky Sports Radio.
Correct.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I didn't get my flowers on my 13-year anniversary, but whatever. We'll just ignore that. But you came in that very first day on KSR as the co-host. It was Derby week. And in your mind, you had thought for sure, we're just going to spend 2 hours on the Derby. And you spent all this time the night before preparing, learning the jockeys, learning the horses. You came in that morning for KSR. We didn't mention it one time.
You know, that's back when Matt had Perrin did like Monday, Tuesday, and Mark Krebs did like Wednesday, Thursday. Then I think EZE did Friday with him. And maybe you, when you came in, you started doing Friday with him.
Yeah.
So Mark Krebs had the day off. So he calls me, and you're right, it's Derby week. And the sports show is only on in Louisville. So I just knew it was going to be 2 hours of talking about the Derby, and I knew nothing at that time. I wasn't ready, so I stayed up. I'm literally, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, learning all the all the horses, the jockeys, the trainers, because I knew that's what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Didn't come up one time. Not one. And I remember thinking after that show, hey, I can do this show. This is my kind of show right here.
Well, I think you realized after that show that moving forward, you would never have to do show prep ever again.
And
I don't think you have done show prep in 13 years after that.
No, actually, that may have set the tone for the rest of the career.
Now, people also seem to love my buzzer yesterday. You know, that's the 30-second calls that we do. I had to give Billy the buzzer treatment, too. You know, everybody gets 30 seconds. That's all you get. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter if you're Billy. Doesn't matter if you're a sweet little old lady. Doesn't matter if you're the president. You get 30 seconds. I just play by the rules, okay? I didn't make the rules for those of you who get upset at me for buzzing and hanging up on little old ladies when they call into KSR on buzzer day. Look, Matt makes the rules. He's the bad guy, right? He tries to make me look like the bad guy. He makes the rules. I just play by the rules. And if you've ever seen me at OVW, you know that I play by all the rules. I don't ever cheat. And that's what I do.
Right.
I'm a man of integrity. And I stick to the 30-second buzzer rule. So, but people seem to love that.
Shannon, look, you're one of my best friends, and I love a lot of stuff that you do. You're a great singer in your band. You do a great job producing. But my favorite thing you do by far is the buzzer, and because I can feel it coming.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell they're about the end of the 30 seconds, yeah. And you get that anxious move. And then the timing's what worked yesterday. That one guy, the older gentleman who said, Matt, you and I go way back. I met you a long time ago. It's a good story.
Well,
and
hey.
The poor old lady, she was talking. She sounded so sweet and nice and innocent.
Doesn't matter. You got to get it out in 30 seconds. I love the callers that will call in and go, hey, Matt, and just sit there and like waste 5 seconds. Well, there's okay, now you're down to 25 seconds. So,
and you buzzed Billy.
Yeah. Well, hey. Don't act like just because you're at the Churchill Downs interviewing jockeys, Billy, that all of a sudden you get special privilege on KSR on Buzzer Day.
I'm here for every second of Buzzer Day because I think it's great.
Now, you're out at KS Bar and Grill where you can come out today and tomorrow at the bar for Derby Day and Oaks Day. $6 Oaks Lilies and Mint Juleps, which is what the prices should be, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen these prices at Churchill Downs that we talked about it a little bit earlier this week. $22 for a lily and $22 for a mint julep.
That's insane.
That is highway robbery. First of all, you'd have to pay me $22 to drink a mint julep. I think that's the most disgusting alcoholic drink on the planet. So
we agree.
Somebody charging $22, no, you can keep that. But you can get them for $6. Today and tomorrow out at KS Bar and Grill. Now, you know, this, of course, led to people talking about going out to the infield and burying bottles of alcohol and then coming back several weeks later and then uncovering the alcohol there. I've always wondered, okay, well, if they got it in that day, why couldn't they just get it in the day of the Derby? Like, they're going to all this trouble of digging up holes in the infield in Churchill Downs to bury bottles of alcohol only to come back on Derby Day and drink for free, essentially. But how did you get it through the gates to begin with? I don't know. I can't figure that one out. But I would like to hear, though, not that I would ever condone this. I would never endorse this. But I'm sure a lot of our listeners have done this. I would like to hear some of the creative ways that you have snuck in alcohol into events that you weren't supposed to have it in. You might remember when we made our trip to the Kansas City Chiefs game a few years ago, Ryan. Somebody in our group, I won't say names,
somebody
in our group was wearing a toboggan and took some mini shots, put them on top of their head, and then put the toboggan on top of their head and then walked through and had free mini shots during the game. Not going to mention any names, but somebody did that. So I'm sure there's some other stories, creative ways that people have snuck in alcohol. Ryan, I've seen some people that actually have like I guess like bought shoes where it has like a hidden compartment underneath the shoe. You flip it out and boom, you can load up your mini shots in there. Are you like a, I don't know that you would do this. You're probably not anybody who would ever sneak in alcohol, but have you ever tried that before? Like at a concert?
I don't think I've ever done it, but all those years I went to the Derby, there's always that story that somebody does. How'd you sneak it in? And, you know, the people like buy water, empty all the water out, and pour vodka in the clear bottle so it looks like water, or a Coke, empty the Coke, pour bourbon in, there's that brown liquid. You know, you see that stuff all the time. But you're right, people are getting more and more creative. And the fact that they go out to Churchill Downs 2 weeks prior on a slow Wednesday night, just to bury some bottles of Fireball or something out there, so it's there when they come back for the Derby's genius, genius.
I'm assuming security is more relaxed on those regular, you know, random Wednesday nights as it is opposed to the Derby. So I guess that's how they get in with it. But I'm still always fascinated to see how people get creative and sneaking things in. I saw somebody posted on, I think it was like on Amazon. You can buy these little pouches that kind of go around your waist like a belt. And you load up these pouches. Now, what you load them up with is up to you. I mean, you can load them up with Kool-Aid or water or sweet tea or whatever. But, of course, people are loading them up with alcohol.
Of course they
are. Strapping those things around their waist like a belt, and then they're walking in like with their holsters, you know, holsters of alcohol.
Well, you know, you see the security now at the gates. It is pretty tight, man. They go through your bags, your coolers and everything and try to limit it. But people have figured out ways to sneak it in, wearing them inside their underwear where, you know, you have to get patted down. But if you've got, like you said, those little pouches that you can probably hide stuff in, you can probably sneak it down your pants.
Yeah. So we'll take your calls, 859-280-2287, at Shannon the Dude, at Ryan Lemond on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, last night, Ryan, I'm heading down to Waterfront Park for our OVW show.
Yes.
And I noticed that my Twitter is hacked. Somebody had hacked into my Twitter account. Changed my profile picture, changed the header, so I had to call up Elon Musk. And now listen, luckily, my hackers were nice hackers, okay? They weren't hackers that posted anything crazy. They didn't post that I had died or anything like that. But they had hacked into my Twitter account and were just replying to a lot of different tweets with some sort of crypto messaging, like with a link. Now, I don't even know what crypto means, okay? So this is obviously, though, a crypto hacker. Again, don't even know what that means, but they had control of my account to where I couldn't log in. I don't know if you've ever been hacked before. That's kind of a helpless feeling, though. And I was like, what am I going to do now? But luckily, I was able to contact Twitter. And by this morning, I've now seized control once again of my Twitter account. But for about 12 hours there, I was like, I hope this hacker doesn't tweet anything crazy because, you know, that's my biggest following on social media. And, you know, when you got control of somebody's account, you can do whatever you want. So luckily, my hackers were somewhat nice and didn't do anything too crazy.
So they were just sending out spam about cryptocurrency.
Yes.
From your account.
Yes. So if you got anything weird for me on Twitter, messages or anything yesterday afternoon or last night, that wasn't me, for the record. So,
well, glad you got it taken care of because, yeah, I mean, I don't even know how they do it. I mean, how they can get your into your account like that, you know?
Well, I'll tell you how it started. And 2 days ago, maybe this should have been a warning sign. I checked my work email, and I've got, I'm not kidding you, I counted over 400, close to 500 spam emails that came into my work account in my inbox. You know, normally that stuff gets filtered out, goes to your spam folder in your email.
Uh-huh.
No, I mean, my inbox was flooded with, like I said, close to 500, just look like subscription-based stuff. Like, man, somebody must have really gotten upset at me and, like, signed me up for all these subscriptions and stuff. So that was the day before. Then yesterday, the hackers come in and get a hold of my Twitter account. So that's what it was. So whoever you are, hackers, thanks for not tweeting anything too crazy.
Well, they changed your picture to the letter D-E.
Yeah. I don't know if that was, like, the name of their crypto, or maybe that was their crypto avatar. I don't know what I'm talking about. I barely know how to log into Twitter to begin with. And when people hack into it, it makes it a little more difficult. But yeah, that was. Has that ever happened to you? I mean, I know that your social media presence was limited prior to just a few months ago. You were just on Twitter alone. But has that ever happened to you before?
I guess when we were down at Panama City for spring break, my Facebook account started sending out diet pills advertisements. So I guess that got hacked in some capacity. People were trying to tell me how to fix it. Like, dude, I can't do this. You got like 15 steps to do, and you lost me on step number two. I didn't do anything.
Well, how's the KSR board going for you, the message boards?
I actually got on just before the show started tweeted and got on the board, you know, trying to participate a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I must have got hacked last night because my Twitter account tweeted out something
you read my mind. I was about to say that I thought that maybe your Twitter account,
I think it did,
got hacked because, you know, the last three nights consecutively, there's been some questionably horny pictures that have been tweeted out from your account.
Had to have been hacked.
I mean, what are you doing? Is this like a new like feature that you're doing, Ryan Lemon After Dark, or what is this?
First of all, I don't know who's doing it, Shannon.
Well, I know you're doing it. We know what you're doing.
But I'm telling you, I lay in my bed and just laugh because of the responses. Just make me laugh so much. That's the only reason I do it, just because of everybody else's replies to it.
Well, now, last night, just to keep you updated, for those of you who may not have seen it, Ryan didn't tweet out a picture of Halle Berry or Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah, yes. Matt said, you don't need to do that.
So instead, we got a picture of a young Ryan Lemon with his shirt off saying, tonight, it's time to make the ladies thirsty. As you hold up a cup of something. Toasting.
See, it's stupid. The people that were replying back, like, hey, man, my wife just got out of bed and she's on her way to Lexington right now.
Yeah. So if anybody's going to hack an account on KSR, somebody please hack Ryan Lemon's account so he stops tweeting out horny pictures late at night. We'll take your phone calls coming up next. 859-280-2287. Ryan Lemon live from KS Bar and Grill. I'm Shannon the dude here in Louisville, and we'll be right back here on the KSR Pre-Show. It is the KSR Pre-Show on Oaks Day, 859-280-2287. We'll take your phone calls. Go to those coming up in just a minute. This segment sponsored by DraftKings Sportsbook. It's horse racing time, so saddle up with the DK Horse app, an official DraftKings affiliate. And right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. All you have to do is deposit $5 or $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Then you wager on your favorite horses. You can watch the races live right there on the app and download the DK Horse app now with promo code KSR Horse. Again, KSR Horse gets you a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account, and a resident of the state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wages within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. And deposit eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com. I asked for you guys in the first segment to send in some creative ways that you've snuck in alcohol, and you guys did not disappoint. One person writes in, Chad, and says, my brother had a pair of barnoculars that he would fill up with bourbon at UK football games. I've seen those before. They look like binoculars, but they're actually like little shots you can fill up at
flask.
The top.
Yeah, little flask. Like a flask. Put bourbon in there.
Another person writes in and says, when I was younger at UK football games, I would sneak beer in my jacket sleeves by shoving a rag down at the bottom of the hand hole so nothing would fall out. And when I would go through the security, I would just open up the jacket and hide the sleeves. So you could, I'm not really following that completely, but I guess sneaking in alcohol up your sleeves works.
Yeah.
And then another person says, bottles in the seat of a camping chair once it's folded up and you put in the carrying pouch. When they check, they just fill the bars of the chair and they don't make you pull out the chair, like fold it out. So I guess, so there you go. There's some other ways that people have snuck in alcohol throughout the years. UT Big Hair, or Big Head, as you call him, is going to be joining us on KSR today, I believe. He returns after an early retirement, after Kentucky Joe sent him into an early retirement a few years ago with his She Dares the Devil pick. But I always look forward to having UT Big Hair on the show, Ryan.
I want to hear Kentucky Joe's picks. That's who I trust, Kentucky Joe's. course, he usually goes with whoever Brad Cox's horses are, and Cox's horse Encino has been scratched already from the Derby, so I'm anxious to see who Kentucky Joe's going to pick today.
So do you have any big Derby plans, like, this weekend? Like, how is it in Lexington? Because I know in Louisville, I've never lived in Lexington. I've always lived in, you know, the Louisville area, and it's always a party all week long. Is the same vibe like that in Lexington, or, like, what's the vibe there for Derby?
Keeneland has become a big deal here in Lexington, where people dress up as if they're going to the Derby and go out to Keeneland and sit out on the lawn and watch the races out there. It's become a pretty big deal. Just go out there and hang out like you're in Churchill Downs. But most people just have, like, a Derby party. There'll be, you know, Derby parties here in town all over the place.
Are you going to have a Derby party and turn up the music and run your neighbors off?
Well, that's a normal Saturday. I mean, that's doesn't have to have Derby to do that. I mean, you know, heck, Mother's Day next weekend, we'll probably do the same thing.
For Mother's Day, okay. Yeah. Is that what you do? That's how you celebrate Mother's Day?
Just
turn it up to 11 and party with your mom?
Yeah, I think my mom neighbors probably enjoy that. Be rocking little Hootie and the Blowfish at late hours of the night.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I think we got some Hootie and the Blowfish tickets to give away on our sister station, Double Q, in the next few weeks. So I saw that on my calendar, and I thought about you. So,
dude, why am I just now hearing about this?
The week of May 13th. That's not next week, but the week after. So make sure you're listening to Double Q in the afternoon. I might have some Hootie and the Blowfish tickets.
Well, if I only knew somebody that could hook me up with some tickets.
Now you gotta listen. You got to call in just like everybody else. Like I told you in the first segment, Ryan, I'm a man of integrity. I can't just let you be caller number 10. You got to call in and win them fairly.
Dude, I listen to you religiously every afternoon.
No, you don't. Don't lie. Don't lie. You listen to Paul Feinbaum. I know you do.
Well, I did during the coach, during when Alabama got beat, all that Nick Saban stuff, because it was just people screaming at each other.
Yeah.
But I'm a loyal Double Q listener in the afternoon, so yeah, I think I qualify.
Okay. All right. So we'll keep that in the back of your mind in a couple of weeks when we'll hook you up with some Hootie and the Blowfish tickets. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 859-280-2287. We got Mike up first. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, Ryan. I had lunch with a guy from Stockton Mortgage last week and dropped the tagline about how they're growing, and he had no idea what I was talking about, so I had to turn in.
Why? Yeah,
I can see your marketing tag is working, Ryan.
I need to start using it more often, it sounds like. I'll use it today if we do that.
But
today.
So I do a networking group up here where I live, and I adhere strictly to the 30-second time limit for your commercials. So what I finally did was I downloaded a recording of the Oscar music when they start to go a little too long in their speeches.
Yeah.
And when the timer goes off, that music starts. And they have to shut up. So it drives me crazy when people go over the 30 seconds. I always tell people you have to have and be able to deliver your message in 30 seconds. Hell, in today's day and age, 20 seconds. But anyway, that's what I do to get people off.
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't even go 30 seconds, which is ironic. So you just went a minute. So I guess I should hang up on you. Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't think that would work for us playing music. I think they would probably just ignore it. I don't think they would get the cue off that.
So are we getting to the point where we're going to just walk around with a buzzer in our pocket if we're talking to somebody, if they go along with their, and then move on to the next person?
I mean, that's people's attention span, really. I mean, that is radio. You've got to keep the show moving. I know some like listeners say, Matt, you always cut people off. Well, yeah, but he's doing it for the good of the show. Like, you have to keep the show moving. We give callers a little more leeway on the pre-show just because we try to, you know, get all the calls in on the pre-show that for people who maybe can't get in on the big show coming up in the next 2 hours. So we sometimes let them probably talk a little bit longer than they should. But, you know, for people who are like, Matt, I always cut you off. I mean, yeah, but I think that's a good thing. You have to know when to cut somebody off because most people have about 20 good seconds in them anyway. And then at that point, they start just rambling.
Dude, you and I know this. That's Matt's greatest strength as a radio host, is keeping the show moving forward, fast-paced, keeps everybody's attention.
And one of his greatest things that he knows how to do is get out of traffic at any given moment.
Amen.
So, you know.
Traffic downtown Lexington is awful today.
And if you're going down to Churchill Downs, good luck with that. 859-280-2287. I'm sure it's going to be a mess down there today. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up next on the KSR Pre-Show. Welcome back. It is the KSR pre-show at Shannon the Dude at Ryan Lemond on Twitter, where I have tweeted out one of Ryan Lemond's greatest moments as a broadcaster, a television broadcaster. where you got Ryan thrown into
funny.
A giant.
Yeah,
you know, this has become your little thing on that Bond That Bridge Facebook page where you like to post embarrassing things of me and Drew and Matt. So, you know, this is your receipt right here. Me tweeting out this video of you getting thrown into that giant mud puddle down at Churchill Downs in the infield. What year was that? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it was Derby 1996. It was my first Derby working for Channel 18.
All right, so people are wanting to hear the story behind it. I mean, is there a story behind it, or is it you're just there and a guy picks you up? Like, what brought all that on?
Well, it had poured down rain all night. So when we got there early in the morning, you know, when you work there, you got to get there like it's 6 o'clock in the morning. We leave at 6, get there by 8. So we wanted to knock out an infield story early before the races started. So we just go walking around through some infield. My first Derby, I've got on my dress pants. I've got on my Sunday shoes. I've got on a shirt and a tie. I mean, I'm dressed. I'm looking good. So, you know, we go out interviewing people. And while I'm interviewing some females, shockingly,
yes,
dude came up from behind me. Hulk Hogan picked me up on his shoulders, spun me around, and just dumped me in this huge mud puddle that had gathered there in the infield. And the whole time I'm on his shoulders, I'm thinking, okay, he's just going to put me
down. He's going to set you
funny.
Down, right?
Ha, 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 ha. No, next thing I know, I am in the middle of that mud puddle, and I had to wear that stinky clothes the rest of the day. Think about that. This is a mud puddle in the middle of an infield, and as it dried out, it stunk. I started stinking the rest of the day. Well, what am I going to do? I mean, I couldn't go leave and buy some new clothes, so I had to wear those clothes the rest of the day. Because the news wasn't until 6 o'clock that night. So, like, for 8 hours, I'm wearing this stinky clothes.
So, that happened early in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Say around 10 o'clock or something.
Oh, yeah.
9, 10 o'clock.
Before the races even started. Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, you. What do you do at that point? You have to just deal with it. You didn't bring a change of clothes.
No. And I remember I went straight to a police officer that was standing there. And I said, you going to do anything about this? And he goes, where'd he go? You look around and the dude just disappeared.
But I mean, you have it on film though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you have the guys.
And I played it a lot on the news, hoping somebody would have recognized the guy and identify him. Never to this day, not one person has ever identified who that guy was.
You would have pressed charges though, right? I mean, I would have, right? That's assault. You can't just go up and take somebody and throw them into a mud puddle without their consent.
Especially just the police officer, there's two of them standing right there.
Yeah.
They saw, watched the whole thing. They're laughing too. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my God. So in the video, though, let me go back and watch this one more time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's so good.
Watch one more
so
time.
I don't see. Oh, yeah, we do. We do get the guy's face. I mean, I would think that would be easy to identify. You have a professional camera with video that has the guy's face.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, the guy is just wearing boxers, so I wouldn't think it would be that hard to track this guy down. I mean, I would just say, go get the guy in the boxers.
Yeah, of course, that was 28 years ago. I don't know what we can do now, but.
Well, nothing now. I mean, I think the statute of limitations of throwing somebody in a mud puddle in the infield is over at this point, but.
And my back was messed up for years. Like, I had to go to chiropractor for years.
I mean, like, you could have pressed charges. That guy should have been paying your bills.
Yeah.
So you didn't have any interaction with that guy or anything before that. He just came up out of nowhere.
Yep. Oh. And my good buddy Punk is on the camera. Good for him. He kept it all in frame, didn't he? Kept it all nice and focused.
Nice
and
camera
frame.
Work. Yeah, I think like instant replay, like slow motion.
Because he said the same thing. He goes, I didn't think he's going to throw you. I didn't think he was going to throw you. I thought he was just having fun with you.
Oh,
I did too. I didn't think he was going to throw me. That's the story.
That's the thing. Yeah, like where were you say that he had you like a good shot of you getting thrown into the mud puddle. My thing was, why didn't you put the camera down and come help me, bro? Like, what are you doing?
Well, like he said, he thought the guy was just kind of messing around, was not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm in that big old mud puddle, walling around like a pig.
Well, you know, at least we got that great video
great.
That will live in infamy.
That's great.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Greg. What's up, Greg?
Shannon, Ryan, I appreciate you guys, man. I listen to both shows every day. Thank you for everything you do for BBN. I've got a friend who is legendary when it comes to sneaking stuff into the Derby and the Oaks. He, you can actually find him on YouTube, Kentucky Derby Boy. I think he will be approaching year 30 of being the first one in. The news always interviews him. He makes them chase him into the infield. These are great videos.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, their group, two women, had purchased fake pregnant stomachs and smuggled in hundreds upon hundreds of Jaeger
and brilliant.
Fireballs.
The little mini fireball shots?
Yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, what security guard's going to pat down a pregnant woman? Nobody. You can't do that. That's genius.
That's they're brilliant. On another level. These videos are fantastic.
All right, I'll have to check them out. What's his name again? Dirt. What is it?
KY Derby Boy.
KY Derby Boy.
All right, that'll give me something to watch later on when I get bored. All right, thank you for the call, Greg. We appreciate it. That's the first time I've ever heard that one, Ryan. Fake pregnant bellies and hiding fireball shots inside of your fake belly.
See, that's why people are getting more and more intelligent about how to do this. And that's a brilliant idea to do something like that. You're not going to pat down a woman's pregnant belly when you go through security.
Yes. And again, I'm not endorsing or condoning or saying anybody should ever do this. You should not do this. But it's already happened at this point. So we're just letting people air their stories from sneaking in alcohol.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go to Michael. What's up, Michael?
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
All right. What's up?
Excellent. I don't know how creative this is, and this will date me big time, but I was a freshman at Tulane University, and this is when the drinking age was still 18. So we're going to the Rolling Stones concert. It's the first concert since when the Who had their concert in 78 where the people got trampled.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So they opened the gates for an 8 o'clock show at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We're poor college students. We're 18 years old. So we're going to go down there at 2 o'clock, but we can't afford, I know this doesn't sound like a lot today, but $2 beers, right?
Right.
So I'm stuffing a fifth of Makers in front with these big baggy cargo shorts. And was able to get through, was still nervous as all get out, wouldn't take it out until we got to, general admission, so you sit wherever you want. So we wanted to sit instead of staying the whole time. So we didn't get on the floor. We did stage left. As soon as I sat down, that fifth popped out of my shorts, splattered all over the concrete, and everybody, we was like six of us, but everybody looked at us. Oh my God, Kenan. So thank God someone bought two binoculars with vodka filled in them. So we ended up having to bite the bullet and call the parents and send us more money because we spent all of our money on the beer at the concert.
That's a good story. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, apparently the binoculars, Ryan, are more of a common thing than I realized. But, hey, if you're going to the track and you got binoculars, that seems like a common thing to bring in. You know, nothing suspicious there.
And I'm sure, like, they'll have, like, little transistor radios that are really been designed to be a flask or something. I'm sure there's all kind of little ingenious things that have been made now and people are using.
Let's take one more, then we'll take a break. Let's go to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show always. What are they going to do at Commonwealth Stadium when it's packed full of pregnant women this year?
Yeah, I think that there might be some suspicion if too many people go to those tactics to sneak in alcohol.
I had the easiest way in the world at Commonwealth. Our best friend worked the gates.
Well, there you go. I mean, this was my whole thing about selling alcohol at Kentucky games to begin with, because people have been doing this for years. You know, they act like, well, if we don't sell alcohol, nobody will be drunk at the games. Yeah, right. Have you gone to the parking lots? Like, people always snuck in alcohol. But if you got a best buddy working the gate, that's the best way to get in.
Yeah, because we were able to take, we had an RV and we had about four couples, so we took all of their alcohol in our bag.
See, Ryan, our listeners are proving exactly what I thought. Yep. All of our listeners have all done this before. They probably never called into a radio show to admit it, but everybody's done it. All right, we appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, whether it's a football game or Keeneland or yep. Churchill Downs, yes, most people listening right now, have they haven't done it, they know somebody who has.
Have you done your homework, by the way, Ryan? I don't want to spoil the broth. We're not going to get into the details of it, but have you done your homework looking into becoming an Estonian e-citizen?
I did. I looked it up, and I have some thoughts.
Okay. Well, I want you to save those for KSR, yep. But I just want to make sure that, you know, you didn't forget to do a little bit of show. We talked in the first segment about you not doing any show prep. I wanted to make sure you at least looked into your e-citizen Estonia application that you're going to have to fill out if you want to become an e-citizen.
I have some thoughts we'll be able to ponder and discuss a little bit.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break right here. We'll take more of your phone calls coming up next. 859-280-2287. Ryan Lemon live over in Lexington at KS Bar and Grill. We'll be right back. Final segment of the KSR pre-show, 859-280-2287. Ryan, I do want to mention that the UK men's tennis team hosting the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, they've got a match today, 4 o'clock versus DePaul at the Boone Tennis Complex. So you got that going on. Also, a big weekend for Kentucky baseball, Ryan. They take on Arkansas, and they need this one. If they can pull off the series win, good chance they can win the SEC East, possibly host in the NCAA tournament as well. So a big weekend for both Kentucky tennis and Kentucky baseball.
And, you know, we saw the crowds that showed up for the Kentucky-Tennessee baseball series 2 weeks ago. Expect the same thing this weekend. The weather's going to be kind of iffy for the weekend, kind of rain off and on. But, yeah, they're expecting, I think, huge crowds out there for the baseball series. And you mentioned the tennis. Yeah, something we've not talked about there. The Kentucky men's tennis team has really been on, had a good season as well over there. So, yeah, they got a chance to maybe move on in advance by hosting the first two rounds. But downtown, Shannon, traffic is a nightmare right now. The UK graduations have started.
Ah, you got that going on. You got the. So will that be tomorrow as well or just today?
Yes, today and tomorrow. It's a nightmare.
So you have graduation,
yep.
Tennis,
yes.
Baseball,
yes, and derby stuff.
And derby stuff going on. Yeah, I'm sure it will be a nightmare. Any chance that Cal makes the trip and comes to the baseball game? Probably not, right?
I would say not.
I would say probably not. But
yeah, I don't know if that'd be a good move on his part.
It'd be an interesting thought, though.
Yeah, because you could see him being in town, you know, finalizing the move, you know, getting their house stuff out.
What that house end up going for? $4 million?
$3.99 million when it's on the market for. So yeah, $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the UK women's basketball team also, they've been kind of quiet over the last couple of weeks in recruiting, but they just got a commitment. Jordan Obi, I believe is how you say her name, from Penn. Fifth-year graduate transfer, three-time All-Ivy League player. She averaged around 15 points a game, 7.5 rebounds. So Kenny Brooks adding to the roster, another scoring threat, somebody who can crash the boards. And I think he's got, two or three more spots to fill, and then he'll have that roster locked down. So both the Kentucky men's and women's roster filling out nicely.
Coach Brooks has been killing it. I mean, since he got the job, he's been killing it. We don't talk about it as much because with all the stuff going on with the men's roster and Coach Pope starting to put things together. But you're right, man. They are putting together, I think, what is going to be a great team next year.
You know, the more I watch the highlights of this Kerr Creasa guy.
Yeah. Dude, that's going to be your favorite player.
I know. You keep saying that, and yeah. I think he's already my favorite player. I mean, he hasn't even put the Kentucky jersey on yet. Like as people have said, he's going to be that guy that we're going to love him because he's on our team, but everybody else is going to hate him. And you know, I brought up yesterday on KSR guys throughout the years that have played for Kentucky that maybe were villains to other fan bases. You know, we brought up Boogie. I think Liggins was mentioned, but not many guys that I feel like that people like, other teams just despised, kind of like we've had guys throughout the years. If you look at other teams in the SEC, I think of names like Joakim Noah, Matt Walsh.
Yes.
Marshall Henderson at Ole Miss.
Yes.
Some people might even say A.J. Ogilvy, who played at Vandy. You know, maybe not a guy that played dirty, but you just didn't like the cut of his jib for whatever reason. Corliss Williamson, Scotty Thurman for me, going all the way back to those 90s teams at Arkansas. So, I can't really think of a whole lot of Kentucky guys that really filled that role. Maybe Saul Smith back in the day for some people.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
We were talking about
for you especially.
in the Cal era, really, outside of Boogie and Tyler Hero, there's not been those guys I think other teams really disliked, you know?
Yeah, but he's going to be a guy that's going to be fun to watch, talk some trash on his way down the floor.
This guy is.
Yeah.
This is going to be I'm telling you, Shannon, he's going to be your favorite player. All you have to do is look at that video where he's talking trash to Lukic. Doncic with that game, you know, he's your type of guy.
Yeah, a guy that's twice your size. You know, kind of reminds me of that moment that we had with Tyler Ulis, where he had that cut above his eye.
Yeah,
and I forget who he was chesting up to, but it was really more like chest to waist because the guy that he was, about
it was a big Louisville guy.
Yeah, he was twice his size. But that kind of reminds me of this guy here, Kerr Creasa. So I can't wait to see him play for Kentucky this upcoming season. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Mickey. What's up, Mickey?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
This may not qualify as sneaking alcohol in, but Derby Day early morning back in the 70s, they were a lot more lenient with that than they are today. we were coming in on the back side of the infield, and our group was headed in, and I noticed this guy and his two buddies sitting over in the grass just drinking beer as fast as they could. I went over and talked to him. So what's going on? He said, well, we're from Purdue. We heard this a big party down here, so we each iced up a case of beer. And he said, you know, they won't let you take that in there. And I said, no, they kind of got a rule against that. He said, so we're just going to sit here and try to drink it all before we go in. And I said, you're going to drink a case of beer each? He goes, well, we're going to try. So they sat there for a few minutes and decided that was a bad plan. So they opened up their beer and dumped it over the ice in their cooler and were going to take it in like that. So I said, well, I'm going in behind these guys. So we went through and paid our money, went through the turnstiles, and then comes the cooler checkpoint. Well, the man says, open your cooler. They opened the cooler, and he looked down in there, and he saw that beer. There was suds on it and everything, foam. He looked at the guys, looked back down at the cooler, looked at them, go on in. They closed,
nice.
closed the lid of the cooler and then the tunnel going into the infield. You never heard such an uproar of people screaming for those guys.
Oh, so I'm sure.
They got in.
Yeah, they're heroes bringing in cases of beer. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think trying to drink a case of beer before you go in anywhere is a good idea. Billy and I were talking about, I'd never heard of this before until this week, Ryan. Have you ever heard of the 999 challenge?
I heard you guys talking about this, but I had not heard of it until then.
So apparently they do this at New York Mets games where they have dollar hot dog night. The challenge is, can you drink a beer per inning and eat a hot dog every inning? So 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings.
And then you're shocked why fans are throwing hot dogs on the field during, by the 9th inning after a bad call or something.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you can't have nice things around here. You have dollar hot dog night and people are getting hit in the head with hot dogs. Let's take one more phone call. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don, what's up?
Not much. I had a couple of ways we used to sneak it into the games, UK. I don't know if you could do it now because it's this see-through, but you probably could. We used to take...
you tell Matt to be quiet. We're trying to do a radio show over here. I can hear him in the background.
Yeah, he's sitting there sitting right beside me.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. Yes.
We used to take a case of beer and wrap it up and tell them that it was someone's birthday or tell them it was someone's birthday, and we could sneak it in that way. And then when we got caught, we never got caught. We'd take a case or something and cover it with icing and have someone that could do it put on the case of beer and icing, happy birthday somebody, and we get in that way.
That's a first. I've never heard that one before. Sneaking it in through icing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Ryan, I feel like we've got a lot of good stories from this today, if nothing else, or maybe some new ideas on how to sneak stuff in. Not that you should ever do that. But
no, of course not. No. We would never participate in such things.
Absolutely not. Let me tell you one more time, the DK Horse app. Download it right now. Ryan, you're going to do this, aren't you?
I already did it. Got it downloaded, ready to go.
Okay. It's an official DraftKings affiliate, the DK Horse app. And if you sign up with the promo code KSRHorse, you got to put that in, KSRHorse, you're going to get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more. Complete the playthrough requirement. This is the weekend to do it if you're going to do it for Derby and Oaks today. Wager on your favorite horses. You can watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. Again, promo code KSRHorse. Ryan, I appreciate you joining me. We're going to have UT Big Hair coming up on the show today. Maybe Kentucky Joe can call in and give us his pick again. I look forward to seeing those two guys go head-to-head. One of my favorite Oaks Day traditions, Kentucky Joe versus UT Big Hair. And all of that coming up and more right here on the KSR Pre-Show. And we'll find out, by the way, if Ryan is going to become an e-citizen Estonia. That's coming up next on KSR. Thanks for listening.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait,
did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.